Hi, Big Fatty.
Oh, come on. Start the jalopy. Start the jalopy. All right, here we go.
Let's go.
Hurry up.
All right, we're going.
All right, here we go. Let's. We've got about 15 stops we need to make.
Oh. Why is that?
Go over here to the Walgreens, and you run in there, and I'll go to the CVS over here.
I'm going to pull in. Hold on.
Go to the Target. And then we'll go to the Von's East and then we'll go over the bridge and do it all again, because you know what today is.
Fat Day?
Half Price Easter Candy Day.
Oh!
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 5th of April, 2021. In the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton, I am your host, the one, the...
Fat,
basically just fat. The only Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
No. V-A-D-E-R. Clearly Noah didn't record that while you were on your little trip. With me is the one who's been on vacation for a week, though I'm not so sure with that group I'd call it vacation. It's Big Fatty.
Correct. What can I say?
Well, I know. So when we recorded the little show last week, no, I knew you were going to the Hootenanny, but you had not publicly told anyone. You're very mysterious about it.
It was a clandestine thing. So
anyway. So it's kind of like a silent but deadly.
Yes, very much is silent but deadly.
Right. So yeah. Well, I'm sure everyone listened to the BFO this past week, and by everyone, I mean probably no one.
Everyone tried to, but some people could not stand the sound of mouth noises.
Is that what we're calling Granny? Yeah. Okay. Well, no.
He was just gassy.
I listened for the most part. I had to do a little fast forwarding a couple of times because, you know.
Well, what we did was listen to it at half speed, and it is absolutely hysterical at half speed. Yeah. So I wonder how LFC sounds at half speed.
Well, it already plays at half speed, basically. Right. It feels like it, at least, but yeah.
Right.
So I was happy to hear that you went to the Dollywood, that you didn't talk about it, really.
No, I'm going to talk about it this week on the little show.
But I'll
be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Right. So I do have a question. So when we were chatting, we were pre-trip chatting, there are three pieces of advice I gave you. Now, one of them you didn't take. I already know that. Unless you just didn't mention it on the show. And that was you needed to go up into the park and experience the park a little bit, the national park. But I'm guessing you did not go up into the Cades Cove and Elkmont and all that good stuff up there. And go on any nipple walks.
Okay.
I also told you what exit to take off of the interstates.
Right.
Did you take the Vader recommended exit?
All right. Here's the thing. On the rainy day of the week, which was Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
we drove through the national park into Cherokee, North Kakalaki.
Okay. So you took 441 through the park. Okay.
Right.
Right. So that's not really the part, but yes.
Right, but it was the long and winding road. Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
And they were saying that they were going to be closing the road at 7 p.m. in the evening due to ice and snow.
Correct. Because of the elevation. Okay.
Right. And so we did go through the national park, okay, but...
You didn't get out of the car.
No, it was too cold.
Oh.
I mean, it was cold.
Well, correct. It was the same way here. It was in the 30s overnight. Now, of course, today it's like 120 degrees, but it was 39 right. degrees this morning. So whatever.
Right.
Yeah, that's how it's been. But yes. Yeah. Okay.
So we did do that. We did take the recommended Vader exit.
It's much easier than
right
the other.
Past the Bush's Baked Beans factory.
Did not stop at the visitor center. It's probably closed.
We had to detour, and we rode right past it. I could have reached out and knocked on the front door.
Yep, that detour is still there. It's been detouring for about 2 years. So okay. And the third piece of advice, I said, "Oh, Dollywood, did you get tickets?" Blah blah blah. And you said, "Yes, I got a 2-day ticket." And I said, "Well, that's about a day and a half too much." So
that's correct.
Okay. All right. I was just curious. Well, because there are no shows. And the shows truly are some of the best parts of Dollywood because they bring in real talent. But so the only thing you could do was go. I mean, I'm sure they had a few outdoor hootenannies, but the indoor shows were closed.
Right.
Right.
We went Tuesday and Thursday, and Tuesday it was more crowded than I expected it to be.
It's a very small park. Everyone's like, "Oh, Disney World." No, it's tiny. And it's deceiving because it's on a hill. It's built into a hill. So it seems bigger when you're walking than if you are standing up on top of the hill looking back and you realize, "Oh, that's all there is to it." It's a very small part. Yeah. Oh, someone's getting a text message. Hi.
No, somebody, camera spotted something. But we did do the thing that is, it's the big roller coaster down by the hot dog place.
The big roller coaster
by the hot dog. And the little kid cars.
You're talking about the Wild Eagle?
No. This is down below.
By the hot... Like where the corn dogs and the hot dogs are? Lightning Rod.
Yes. We did that, and...
I'm glad it was open. It was closed for most of last season, so I'm glad they finally got it to where it wouldn't stop. Okay, yeah.
Well, anyway, they did have to stop it after we got out and Granny had shit himself.
Right. But I will say, that is a fun... It doesn't go upside down or anything. That is a fun coaster.
But it goes straight up and comes straight down.
It's a wood coaster, and it goes over the road and goes up into the side of the mountain. Oh, yeah, I love it. Unfortunately, it did not run the three times I was in the park last year. Now... Did you do the mystery mine?
We did not do it. We were going to do it on Thursday, but it was closed because of weather.
It is shit your pants. Yeah, I saw that. I saw it was cold up there. So yeah, I can't ride the mystery mine. It's too much for me. It hangs you upside down, like literally just hangs you upside down for a while.
Oh.
And it feels very unsafe. So I can't ride that one. So, and I think it's more of me knowing that it's maintained by hillbillies in Tennessee than it is that I'm hanging upside down. Okay. Well.
And we rode the fire station.
Fire Chaser Express. Yeah. Right.
We rode that. Yeah, and then on Thursday, we rode the Tennessee Tornado.
The world's original metal coaster. Yeah.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
No, but it's old enough to be. It is one of the original attractions, because the only original attraction from Silver Dollar City is...
Oh, is that where Silver Dollar City was?
Yeah, it was Silver Dollar City.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so the only original attraction left is the train. Actually, the train goes back to when it was Rebel Railroad. But yeah, so the only original attraction left from pre-Dollywood when Herschel took it over is, it's not Silver Dollar. Yeah, Silver Dollar City, because there's one in Branson. There's a Silver Dollar City in Branson now. But anyway, so yes, but that roller coaster is one of the first things they added, that Tennessee Tornado. It is so rough.
It is just rough.
Oh, but not as rough as the Copperhead. That one, if you got fillings that you need to have taken out, just go ahead and ride it.
I don't know what the Copperhead is.
It's the giant wooden coaster down by Mystery Mine. So, and the thing where they take you
and drive you. We tried to ride that, but it was a... We went back Thursday, and the park was very empty on
Thursday.
Thursday's
a good day, yeah.
Well, and it was cold. The high that day was like 42.
Cold and rain are the best days to go there, because especially in the summer, if it rains, who cares? Like, you're going to get wet, but like if you're going to ride.
We did ride the train, though.
I heard you got some cinders in your eye. I burned the shit out of my leg with a cinder. Ruined a perfectly good pair of shorts. Like, the first time we rode it, it was... Because now they have the dividers, right, between seats and stuff like that. See, they didn't have that. So it was just like, you got off of it covered in soot and cinders. Ugh. Yeah.
But we had some of Dolly's cinnamon bread.
From the old grist mill.
Right. And we had the Dollywood freshly made poke rinds.
Those are delicious. Those really are delicious.
Yes, right. They really are delicious.
The cinnamon bread is good.
But it's sweet.
It's sweet bread. Like, it's good. You did have the barbecue. Is that what
barbecue
you said?
Barbecue pork rinds.
Oh, okay. Because they do have the barbecue near the pork rind, so I didn't know.
Right. No, we didn't. We didn't eat any meals. Well, I take that back. We had a corn dog. That's what Granny wanted. So, you know.
I mean, it's fair food. It's concession food, and it's, for what it is, I will say that is not the worst thing. But it's also greasy.
Ooh. It is very greasy.
Yeah. But,
and
yeah.
But you know, I was impressed that they had. A couple of places that had not fair food. I don't remember what one of them is, but like they had a wedge salad and they had fried Brussels sprouts and fried.
That was probably
tomatoes.
At the front porch. Yeah, it was either at Aunt Granny's or the front porch. They have those. Decent things there, or because Miss Lillian's isn't open now. Did you meet Miss Lillian?
I don't.
The chicken
know who
lady.
Miss Lillian.
Okay, then you did not meet her if you don't know who the chicken lady is. But yeah, they have Miss Lillian's Fried Chicken Restaurant. But I think that one didn't really reopen because it was super tight in there. So, but yeah, okay. Well, it sounds like you got to experience most of Dollywood minus the shows, which were.
And I have made the determination that I never need to go back again. And we were talking. Why does Vader come up here so much and to Dollywood? And I'm like, I don't know, because he told me that a 2-day ticket was a day and a half too much.
I don't go to Dollywood is the thing. Like, I mean, I will occasionally pop in the Dollywood. Like at Christmas, they do a huge Chroma Spectacular, and you know with the lights and all that. And so that's like a 4 to 8 p.m. visit, you know, and that's about it. But I'll go, like, typically I'll get up in the morning and I'll get there early and ride the lightning ride, usually just that, and then I'll see a show, because they have the shows change throughout the seasons and every year, year, and then, you know, I have to go into the Miss Dolly Museum, because, you know,
we did not go in that.
Was it open? Because it wasn't open last season, so
I don't know.
It's well worth 5 minutes of your time. But yeah, like but there are plenty of trips where I don't get a Dollywood. So, you know.
Oh, okay.
I mean.
Well, I don't see the appeal of Pigeon Forge. It's like going to Myrtle Beach. But you like to go there too, so.
Right. But that's why you don't go to Pigeon Forge. You go to Sevierville. And there's a big difference between the two. Oh, yeah. Pigeon Forge is okay for shopping. Like, there are a few things that are unique to Pigeon Forge. And I'll go down that way. But for the most part, my time on the parkway, I stay above Collier. which is...
How is Collier, by the way?
Still making great reservations for your Disney travel experience.
Okay, great.
So Collier is right there where the Tanger Outlet Malls is. That's Collier right there. So most of the time I stay up above Collier. Unless I'm going to... the Christmas store. I like to buy a little gift for the Hatterina and the Christmas.
Well, we went to the Christmas store.
The Amazing Christmas Place? Or the Incredible Christmas Place? Yes. So that's it. Dollywood is fun with friends. Like, that's the thing. Like, it is by yourself, and that's what took me a while to figure out. By yourself, Dollywood sucks. Because the food, like, at least at Disney World, there's good food to be had if you're willing to pay for it. Or good experiences. There ain't no good food at Dollywood. I mean, there's corn dogs on a stick and frozen pizzas and blah, blah, blah. But I usually do Dollywood and I'm done in an hour and a half if I go. And then I get frustrated because it takes longer to park, get on the shuttle, get there, go through security and get in. And then back, then I spend in the park. But then I'm done and it's noon and I go out and have a fun lunch and then shop. That's why I only go up for two nights. Because you can't... This has been your little fatty travel cast of the day.
Well, you know, this is the only little show that has a travel segment.
Right. So, yeah. And it's, again, like, I like the National Park. And I will say that. And I know that it didn't work out for you guys with the weather and everything. And if I do end up getting another RV at some point, it will be something that I am comfortable spending time in the park. Because you could spend weeks in the national park and not see but a fraction of it. Because I think it's just incredible up there. But again, that's not for everyone. And if I go to the national park, that's a full day. That's minimum 6 hours.
To get there.
It feels like it. By the time you drive, because the park is not in Pigeon Forge, Sevierville. It's on the other side of Gatlinburg. So by the time you get down there, it takes about 45 minutes to get there. And then you got to drive into the park. Well, you saw, how long did it take you to get to Cherokee? 2 hours?
About an hour and a half.
Yeah. So that's the other side of the national park, and you just went straight through. So... Right. If you're going up into the park, is huge, and so if you're going into it, when I did Cades Cove Loop, it was I was gone 6 hours. And I just drove straight there. Now there's a lot of traffic. I did go in the visitor center because I needed a map because there's no cell service. And went up, did the loop, stopped at the gift shop because that's where I joined the Great Smokies Association. I'm a sucker for a membership nonprofit for some reason. And then, you get these magazines that are really fun of really great pictures. And then finished the loop, did not get out of the car and do any of the homesteads or the exhibits because I was truthfully afraid I was going to run out of gas, if we're being perfectly honest. Because it was a 6 hour drive and I didn't plan for that. But it was 6 hours. And so again, if I do that, that's basically a full day. And then you can get it all at night.
There was talk that you might be coming up there.
We need that sound effect. Let's play this one. On Wednesday, I was expecting a delivery from a little coal mine vendor of some printed materials that they were sending in. So I was cleaning out the space where I store said things, and I had to move some of the previous printed materials into a stairwell, to be quite honest, because there's nowhere to put them.
Well, now that's a fire hazard, isn't it?
He quit. The fire marshal quit. It maybe is still a fire hazard, but there's no one to enforce that. So I was moving things, and y'all threw my back out.
Elderly.
Within minutes, I was like, I gotta go. And so I ended up coming home, having the compresses on my back for 2 days. Week kind of got ruined that way. But the dates we were going are actually next weekend.
Okay.
I have apparently had my dates wrong, according to my friend Big Mama. So
Is the back feeling now?
Not perfect. I've been doing a lot of, a little vomiting there, but
I'm reminded, right at this very moment, I'm reminded of Dr. Stone. Because my bowels are ready to release. And you know how he is when he gets back from a trip. It's just like, can I make it? Can I make it to the Turl?
Now,
I'm testing. I'm playing kind of whack-a-mole right now. So,
well, as long as you can make it 9 more minutes. Riddle me this, Batman. Riddle me this, Fat Man. How on that trip, with those people and young Nicholas cooking all that greasy food, have your bowels... I mean, how did the city of Sevierville or the county of Sevierville not have to send out, like, the water and sewer district to pump out
What makes you think they didn't?
So this is just the continuation of the extreme... exploding colon that was the entire
times four.
Week. Okay.
Times four.
Now, did young Nicholas do all the cooking? Yes, okay. Perfect.
For the most part.
So you did not cook for everyone?
I cooked the Brussels sprouts.
Okay. That's probably the safest bet. No wonder. I saw young Nicholas on the Grin Doctor at like 2 o'clock today. So I was like, well, they've gotten back and either that or he killed all three of you and, took the car and brought it back. So yeah. Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, then Big Fatty, I think that we have nattered so long that no one cares about anything we've just talked about, but you know what they do care about?
What?
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, Big Fatty, talk to me about who was born on this day, and I'm going to tell you if they're dead or alive and hopefully who they were.
Okay, Peter King.
Peter King, Larry King's older brother, he is dead.
Okay, well, Peter King... is alive.
Oh.
And he is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives from New York in Manhattan.
Okay. I can't get them all. So let's...
No. Nobody wants you to.
It's true. It's not fun if I know who they are.
Where is it? Gail Storm.
Oh. Gail Storm, she's definitely alive because she performed at the Hideaway for their anniversary party last weekend. She's a very famous Georgia drag queen. Yeah.
Very, very close. She's dead. What?
Nothing.
She was an American singer and an actress. She was in My Little Margie and the Gail Storm Show. So, anyway, all right. Now, this one, I don't even know why I'm even asking this one, because I know you're going to know this one. Cubby Broccoli.
Cubby Broccoli, old Cubster. Well, he's dead. And he was a character. This is kind of a trick question, because he was a character on the Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, I grew up with that. I don't recall Cubby Broccoli.
Oh. Well, okay. Maybe I had that confused Moose with Mickey Mouse Club.
Mr. Moose and Bunny Rabbit and Grandfather Clock. Cubby Broccoli is a American film producer. He produced the James Bond films, and he died in 1996.
All right. Is there another one? Is there the music thought, but...
Sure, we always have one. Spencer Tracy.
Spencer Tracy? No relation to Dick Tracy.
I didn't say that.
Well, I didn't want you to think that I was just going for the obvious answer here. Spencer Tracy, he was a news anchor, actually, on, I believe, the ABC Evening News. And he is, he's probably alive. He's alive.
Yeah, well, I can't even believe that I even put this forward.
Right.
I knew
right. I know, but
right on the money. He's dead. He was an American actor. He was in Adam's Rib, and I believe
he was in a lot of stuff.
Was married to that woman, that Norman, and what was her name that talked like that?
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yes, he was married to Charles Riley.
That's who that sounded like. I don't know.
Well, this woman sounds like Charles Nelson Riley. It's Katharine Hepburn. That's it.
Oh, no, she doesn't. But okay, well.
Okay.
Well, you know, I did not do so good on
you
that.
You terrible.
I know.
It's terrible.
Know.
However.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to toot our horn. Do you have the horn ready to toot?
Well, I mean, I guess we have, that's
oh,
the only
yes,
tin horn
that's a good
we got.
Horn. That's right, right. Do it twice. Do it twice then. Okay. Because today, the 5th of April, you and I get our second, Moderna shots.
We do. Are you ready? Are you mentally prepared?
I told you that I'm crowning. So yes, right. I'm preparing. So, you know, just out of curiosity, did they give you your first shot in the ass?
No. Oh. I kind of wish you would have.
Did you request it?
No, but I feel like if I'm going to be down and out for a few days, I should definitely request the second shot.
Might as well have a sore ass.
Right. Okay. But yeah, I'm actually, once we finish recording this, I'm going to run out to the grocery area. I did not have time to do it pre-recording because I sat on my ass all day. But but I'm going to run out to the grocery area because I want to make sure I've got food and whatnot in the house if I do not feel so good after the second shot.
Okay, so what are you expecting?
I think I'll just be achy, maybe a low-grade fever for 12 hours or so, which is a shame.
Are you talking about your heart?
Yeah, well, my heart will go on, but
I didn't know if you had an achy breaky heart.
Right. Well, I've been singing that Celine Dion or whoever Granny called her. You know,
you have no idea how much Granny fucks up words.
That's coming from you as well.
I know.
I mean, there's that qualifier there with it. Yeah. I think it's all going to be fine. Even if I am sick for a day or so, it's fine. I do have deadlines, unfortunately, like pretty major deadlines. So.
Well, but it's better than being dead.
Exactly. So I'm going to be, if I am at home, not feeling well, I can get some coding done and some work done for that. Because Thursday is a pretty nasty deadline for me. So, but yeah, so, and then I have some writing to do, but yeah, all that being said, mine's at 11:45 a.m. tomorrow, more in the morning.
Mine's at 9:45 a.m. in the morning.
Today, as you're hearing this, and mine's at the Walgreens, 50 minutes away from the coal mine. So I'm not going to work until after I get the shot because obviously I don't.
I think that's a wonderful idea, and you'll arrive at work and start feeling like shit, and just have to turn
and then leave. Right, exactly. Yeah. So I got the car gassed up; it's ready to go. And then, yeah. I feel like we just nattered about nothing all for an hour.
Other than feeling like shit from the shot this week, anything else?
I truly do hope that we get to go to the mountains. If we don't, that's okay too. And yeah, that's all. I mean, this is that time of year where it is boring and nothing is going on. So. Other than enjoying my new air conditioner, which it looks like I'll get to
by
do
by the
this
way,
week.
Can you give us a shower update?
April 16th, whatever that Friday is. So it's not just the shower, it'd be the rest of the whole bathroom on April 16th.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm very excited.
Stay fat, and I hope you don't have a throwdown or anything from your symptoms.
I kind of hope I do, because, you know. Avoiding work like the plague.
You know, you can just put your hand on your forehead and just fall back on your fainting couch.
Oh, that sounds like a good plan.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Are we a member of Pride 48? Because I don't think we are.
By the way, a fainting couch is very different than when you drink a bottle of vodka and pass out on a couch.
I'm not so sure that it is, at least not in Walnut Hills.
Oh,